Chapter 1. Josephine Jo Rayburn eyed the two unrepentant young adults. She hated bullies. And these two were worse than any others she'd come into contact with. My dad knows the mayor. We had dinner with him last month and a round of golf at the club 2 weeks ago. So these charges won't stick. The girl leaned forward, a sly grin spread across her lips. But then again, maybe he can talk to the mayor for you, give you a leg up, if you'd be willing to drop all the charges. Rage poured into Jo. Years of being on the job had taught her to keep her expression neutral, as she allowed her lips to curl around the edges of her mouth. Well, as appealing as that bribe sounds, I can't take it. It'd be nepotism, and that just wouldn't fly. The girl slammed back into the chair. Yeah, right. No way is the mayor related to you. He's black, and you're whiter than white. Jo shrugged. So maybe I'm adopted. But you're right, the mayor and I aren't directly related. His wife is my cousin. I could go get her for you. She's next door in a meeting for a fundraiser for a youth center. And again, it won't do you any good. Joe's tone frosted as the next words fell like shards of ice from a jagged height. Because we don't take bribes and we don't do favors for criminals and bullies. So you keep digging that hole deeper while your lawyer tries to pull you out of the sewage drain you flushed your life down. A knock at the door distracted the girl, preventing her from going off the rails. One of Joe's detectives, Webster, Maker Shoemaker, stepped into the room. The black blazer, white button-down, and dress pants looked odd on the man. Normally he wore jeans, a Henley, and a blazer. Due to his testimony today, he'd been forced into dressier attire. Arching her brow in question, Jo sat back from the file she'd been flipping through. The attorney they requested is here, Maker stated, coming into the interrogation room and taking up an entire corner with his massive frame. Thanks, Maker. She wanted these two nailed to the wall, as these two had targeted Arabelle's babysitter, a girl Jo liked. She was out for blood. She was out for their freedom, and any tears they felt the need to shed along the way was a bonus in her book. She could feel her partner's gaze like an itch on the back of her neck. Sullivan was still pissed that Jo vetoed him coming into the interrogation with her. It was his daughter's babysitter that had been targeted. There was no way Jo would let Sullivan anywhere near these two if she wanted the DA to get a conviction. Knowing her partner, he'd do something that might get the entire case tossed out. None of them wanted that. Even though he wasn't in the room with her, Sullivan was watching and listening to every piece of this interview. The overdone mirror behind Jo was too cliched, but cheap and effective as it allowed detectives to observe this. The monitoring closet, as all the cops affectionately called it, was nestled between the two interview rooms with big mirrors in both. Before Jo could give in to the urge to shoot Sullivan the bird, a well-dressed man in a suit that cost more than Jo made in a year barreled into the room as if he owned it. Detective Karma Zwart tipped her chin before closing the doors to the hallway. Jo had asked Karma to stand in front of the door and make sure Sullivan didn't barge in. "Thank you for joining us, Mr.—" Jo trailed off, waiting for the lawyer to fill in the blank.
"Bradley, and these two are coming with me, now."
The young man and woman stood as if to escape. Relief spread across the boy's face, and a superior smirk appeared on the girl's. Jo didn't move a muscle. She didn't stand, and gave none of them the courtesy of acknowledging them further as the lawyer attempted to open the interrogation room door. When that didn't work, he banged on the metal barricade.
"We're done. Let us out.